I'm John Erger with a, hey, week one edition of the Ozone Mailbag. Now, Stan from Albany, New York writes, so, preseason in the books. What's the Jaguars' record this season? Do tell. Well, the Jaguars are better this season. Much better. Now, I've said all offseason, being better may not mean a mammoth difference in record. I'll stick to that. But a better team will be more competitive. They'll move toward a real good 2015 and beyond. They'll do that by going 6-10, 7-9. Now, Brian from Jacksonville Beach, Florida writes, start Blake Bortles! Petey. Mike from Ann Arbor, Michigan writes, I've tried, Ozone. I've really tried. I just don't get this Chad Henne starting thing. Well, it's simpler than most people think. The Jaguars think Henne is their best quarterback right now. That includes knowledge of the offense, recognition of defenses, and experience. I still say Bortles probably starts before the bye, but those are reasons that's not happening yet. Now, Mike from Charlotte, North Carolina writes, offensive line, what up there, Ozone? Well, a lot of new faces in a lot of new places. And that was before Jox McClendon took over the lead dog role in the center competition, for now. There's a lot of new, and it's why the struggles we saw in preseason could take some time to smooth out. Fred from Jacksonville Beach, Florida writes, strengths, weaknesses, what do you think? Well, strength, defensive line. It's veteran, it's deep, it's what you want. Weakness, well, maybe offensive line. It doesn't have to be a weakness, but because of its inexperience, this group must prove itself early. Now, Mark from Jacksonville writes, hey, John, you ever pander to the sponsors? What? Now, William from Jacksonville Beach writes, what's the one single biggest reason Chad Henne is starting, Ozone? I just gotta know. Well, experience. Remember, the Jaguars are young on the offensive line. You're gonna have a rookie starter and another, Luke Jokel, with 5 NFL starts. They're insanely young a receiver, and it's awfully tough to put a rookie quarterback in with that much inexperience and expect results. Now, James from Huntsville, Alabama writes, I love that show Hard Knocks, Ozone, and I'm always disappointed when the Jaguars aren't on it. Maybe next year, no? Well, James, you're right that the Hard Knocks crew opted for Atlanta over Jacksonville this season. Most of the crew, anyway. Maybe the toughest part about camp is, you know, having to leave the wife and kid. They're like family to me. You know, the wife and I, after 20 years of doing this, we have some traditions. She insists on, you know, getting everything ready for me for training camp, even though I tell her it's not necessary. Traditions are important. They're the thread that ties your life together.
Home is where the heart is. But in the NFL, you leave your heart on the field. When you work with words, words are your work. Some say age is just a number, but in the NFL, numbers lie.
Cut day is tough, man. Even for vets like me and Ozone, you never know what that car gonna bring.
Dave. Hello.
Dave called with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, that Dave. How are you?
Good, man. How you doing?
Well, I've got this little rash here on my...
Was there ever any doubt?
Well, a little.
So we're going to make you a Jaguar here in about 2 or 3 minutes.
Another year, another victory. But in the NFL, victory isn't always what it seems.